We begin Simen Chav Vav Sif Chabez. Api Shamir Zakadish Vetfilas, even though saying Kaddish or davening as the Chazan, Ma'elus Lovis, is a great chus for somebody who loses his parents. Mikomakim ain't Elo Iker. Says the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, that is not what is primary when it comes to thinking about them. El Iker, who, what is the main thing that we could do? The main thing that we could do for them, Shebarim Yelchu B'Orech Mishar, that the children should follow the proper path. Kibizeb, when the children live a life that way, Mezakim Avos, that's the way their parents will have Schus in the next word. And the famous story that the Medrash brings of Rekiva, that Rekiva found somebody whose son was a Yosem, and Rekiva did whatever he could to bring that child closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's taught him to daven and to learn, and the Neshama told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yinachemcha Shem Shinachtani, when my son says Haftarah, I go out of Gehenim, and when he davens, my Gzeira, the decree that's set against me, is ripped up. And when he became a Talmud Chacham, he said, I was put in Gan Eden with the Tzaddikim. And says the Kitz Shulchan Aruch Hachi Isim Zohar HaKadosh, this is what the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us. Ben Yechaber Ov, Kamet Kamadat Amma, Kaber Savich Vasimecha, V'kmu B'kmichelta Mishteya. We have to give our father and mothers to eat and drink. U'b'l'chol Achai B'chai V'dishai Bei. And that's, of course, what we're obligated to do when they are alive. Bostimis, Itema Potterhu, after a parent dies, don't think that you're exempt. Lav Hachihu, it's not that way. Davgav the Miss, even though a parent is no longer here, is Chaye B'yikre Yatir. Not only are you obligated, but you're actually obligated to a greater degree. Diksiv Kavis HaMecha, the EU who brought Ozob Arich Takala, if a son, Rahman's son, doesn't go in the proper path, Vade Mevaza Laboyuhu, it's considered that he's causing his parents embarrassment. Vade embarrassment, Vade Adela Kleina, it makes embarrassment for him. Vihu brought Ozob Arich Moshe, but if the son goes on the straight path, Vatokan Avdoy, and does what he's supposed to do, Vade Doker Laboy, that is the greatest respect that one could show to a parent. Okalei b'hay alma, he shows him great respect in this world, gabe b'nei nosha, that other people in this world will now also respect the father. Okalei b'hu alma, and he shows respect to the father in the next world, gabe kutsch b'ruchu. Kutsch b'ruchu, chayisalei, kutsch b'ruchu has rachmanis on the neshama of the parent, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu puts him in a crown, in a throne, at Kan L'shonim. And therefore, it's appropriate for parents to tell their children, l'hachzik b'eiz mitzvah, to keep strong in a certain mitzvah, of mekayimin, and if the father, if the parents, before they left the world, instructed their children that's what they should do for them. Nechshev Yosem and Akadosh. It's more important than the Kaddish. V'itakana toiva, and it's something worthwhile. Gamli Misha Elabonim Elabonis. Even if you don't have sons, you have daughters, that they should do that on your behalf. Simachav Zayin Hilchas Talmud Torah. Sif Alf. Achat Tfilah Yikve Eis Lom Torah. After you finish davening, you should take a time to learn. The tzarech she'eis se'eis, that time tiyekvua, it should be firm. Shelo yavarenu, he shouldn't let it pass. Afim sova laviach harbe, even if he has the opportunity to earn much money. And as the Arat Tzdikim explains, a person should take the attitude that the time he sets aside to learn every day should be considered as if he's no longer in the world. As the pasuk says, Adam ki yom espoil, if a person is not here, and nobody could bother me, I'm not here. Vim tzarach las is a dovim machim oid. But if there's an emergency, yilmul mekaidim l'chalapachas echad. At least learn one pasuk before you do anything else. Oy alach achs, at least one alacham. And then, v'yasik ma'ashe nachatzloi, do what he has to do. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that if somebody is going to undertake that he's going to have a time to learn every day, he should always say b'li neder, because sometimes there are unforeseen emergencies. V'akach yishlam chukai, and then he should make up the learning that he missed. V'b'tzas k'tzilus k'odesh nisyatu chaber is k'odesh. In some communities there are groups, l'ma Torah b'rabim, v'yadach tefillah, that they learn Torah as a group after davening. Everybody should join. And the Paiskim suggests that even if somebody learns all the time, he's in Kollel, he's in Yeshiva, that doesn't exempt him from joining into those groups. I saw that the Arizal says, the Gemara says, that Chassidim Rishonim, Hayishoyin Shoachas Kain Matfila, would take an hour before the davening, the Shoachas Achat Tfila, an hour after the davening, the Achkam Espalalim. And the question that comes up is, what did they do in that Shoachas? So I saw that the Arizal explains that they did in that Shoachas is what our halacha is actually teaching us. They spent that Shoachas learning. The best way we could prepare ourselves for Torah is by learning Torah before we daven and by learning Torah after we daven. I saw that there's a story that there were two people who were very close friends and they were partners. And as they get elderly, they made an agreement with each other that after they leave the world, whoever will be the first to leave the world, they will come and reveal themselves to the other friend to tell them what's going on and the Olam HaEmes. And they came, and the friend who passed away first came and revealed himself. And he said, really, I wasn't supposed to come and tell you what's doing in the Olam HaEmes. What's doing in the Olam HaEmes is extremely confidential. But because we had this agreement, that's why they let me come to this world. And he said, When I left the world, I was put together, I was rejoined with my family. And they made an announcement. Whoever has anything nice to say about me should come and say what they have to say nice by me. And people came to say what they had nice to say about me. And then there was an announcement if anybody has something negative to say. And Malachi Chavolah, the neshamas who had negative to say about me, came to say bad about me, and I was going to be punished. And all of a sudden, he sees there's a wall that comes down to protect me. And I asked what created that wall to protect me, that the Malachi Chavolah from the Averis that I did should not be able to harm me. And they said, if somebody is Kavei Itim L'Torah, if somebody designates time to learn all the time, nothing could hurt him. And I saw that we know there's a famous Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Ruchananya b'traj oimim, shnaim shiyoshim v'ein b'neim divrei Torah, hareza moshev leitzim. If two people are sitting and learning, and there's no divrei Torah, it's considered a moshev leitzim. So we understand that to mean that if two people are sitting and they're wasting the time they're not learning Torah, it's considered Moshev Leitzim. But the pshat is much deeper. Even if you have two people who are learning, but they could be sitting and learning together, they're sitting next to each other and they could be learning together, and instead of doing so, they separate each other from each other to learn. Shnayim Shiyoshim V'Ein B'neim Devei Torah. They don't join in learning Torah. Hareza Moshev Leitzim. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu hakruvim parsik knayim faim lamalo." How could we have that the kruvim, the malachim, should be able to face upwards to Shemayim, and that the tefillos should be reacted to? That is ufneim ishalachav. If they're facing each other, if they're learning with each other, then that's, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said, it's not just enough to learn, but having groups that learn Torah b'Rabbim is so very, very powerful. Kalish Yisrael, Sebeis, Chayv Lema Torah. Every Jew is chayv to learn Torah, bein oni bein osher, whether wealthy or poor, bein shom megufim bein yisurim, healthy or not healthy, bein bocha bein zaken gadol, old or young. Afilo oni amachsa psachim, somebody who's so poor that he has to collect stocka, chayv lekvoy zman tamat Torah b'yom b'layla, has to designate a time by day and by night to learn Torah. Shenemar v'gisa b'yom v'layla. Umish any day klal lilmaid. If there's somebody who doesn't know how to learn, or she'efshalay machmas roiv hatirdus, there's so much going on in his life to prevent them from learning. Yisapik lacherim hamloimdim, support others who learn. V'tichoshev loy, and that will be considered kilo loy v'atzmai, as if you're learning yourself. And the Shach says that the person who's being supported should not feel that he's losing out by being supported. It's no different than lighting a candle from a candle. If you light one candle from another candle, the candle doesn't lose anything from being used to light. And the person who supports the Loim Dei Torah will, in the next world, he will have schus in this world. Chofetz Chaim says, as the Pasuk says, Oirich Yama V'minoi, he'll be zoich tarich shama, a long life. The Shmoyla, he'll have wealth and honor. He'll have wonderful children. And then when he comes to Olam Emes, he didn't have the opportunity to learn in this world. He will be considered all the learning that the people who he supported learned. That Torah will come out to greet him, and he'll be able to learn that Torah. The Pasuk says, Smach Zulim v'tzeisech v'yisoch ba'alecha. Zulim v'yisoch ha'asu shutfis. Zulim v'yisoch did a partnership. Zulim asuk b'schayra. Zulim did business. V'sipek l'yisoschem, and he supported yisoschem panisosoi. Shilei p'nai lask b'tari, should be able to learn Torah. V'fikach, higdom apostolic Zulim v'yisoschem. Zulim comes before yisoschem. V'bnei sh'tarosa sh'yisoschem. All of yisoschem Torah is based because of Zvulun. The Mishnah calls him Shimon Achai Zarya. Why was he called that way? Why was Shimon called on his name of his brother Azarya? Azarya was a businessman. And he supported Shimon, his brother, that was learning Torah. And they made an arrangement. Azarya will get a portion from Shimon's learning. But says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that even though you're supporting those that are learning, everybody should make great effort to learn at least a little himself every day and every night. Sif Gimel, somebody who can't spend his entire time learning Torah, but he devotes time, specific times to learning Torah, the time that he sets away for learning, the first thing he should learn are the halachas that every Jew needs to know. The Gamba Goddess Madrash of Sifrei Musar, he should learn Musar and Haggadata, as she started in Bahari Kodesh, that have a basis from Chazal. Shemi'alim, they are very helpful to weaken the Yetzahara. It's very worthwhile to have a set time. Never to pass Limbab Sef Chayk Yisrael Dvab Yom Yomai, to learn the Sef Chayk Yisrael, because it has in it Chumash and Zoyar and Mishnayas and Halacha. The Kala Moisef, anybody who spends more time learning Moisef and Leitavim and Hashemayim will have even more Schar. They once asked Rabbi Yisrael Slanter, if a person has limited time to learn, what should he learn in that limited time? And Rabbi Yisrael Slanter said he should learn Musar. So they asked Rabbi Yisrael Slanter, how could you suggest that they should learn Musar? He has to learn halacha. has to learn Gemara, as we're discussing here. So Rav Sol Salanter said, a person who learns Musar every day will discover that now he has time for Halacha and Gemara and Mishnayos. That's why Musar will open up his ability to understand. Sif Dalad, Kushulayim of Tzarech Lotzis L'chutz, if somebody's learning and he has to go out, Al Yanichas a Sefer P'suach, he shouldn't leave the Sefer open. Kaideze, Mashkiach Talmud Adak, that could cause him to forget his learning. If he's going out just for a short while, he could put a Sefer on top of the Yofet Sefer. If he's going out for a longer time, he should just close the Sefer. Sif Hey, Tzarech Lazar B'kol Mashu Lamed, a person, when he learns, he should be careful, like Tzir B'Sfasov, to enunciate the words. Just thinking of the Divrei Torah is not enough. However, if somebody is listening to a shir, that there we apply the concept of Shemeya Ka'oinam, and it's considered like he verbalized the word. Lashmir L'Ozov, he should make sure that he hears what he's learning. Shnema, L'yom Shteva Torah Zemipicha, V'Gisa, V'Yoyman V'Layla. You should pronounce the word. However, if a person wants to learn, and it's obviously in a time where he can't pronounce the words, he's eating, he's drinking, but he's able to look into a sefer, of course it's better to look into a sefer, even though he can't pronounce the words, than to waste the time. Somebody who pronounces the words of Torah, even though he doesn't understand what he's learning, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of lamaratem. Lekain kol amaretz, even an amaretz mevarach berachas haTorah b'shachar lefnei hapsukim, he says berachas haTorah. And similarly, even when he oil the sefer Torah, even he gets an aliyah, he doesn't understand what he's reading. But kol oisik b'Torah, if somebody learns Torah, and unfortunately, ve'ein yochel hoven, he doesn't have the ability to understand what he's learning, nei koitzu data, because of his limitations. Yiska lavina olam haba, if he won't have the schus in this world, he'll have the schus in the next world. And somebody who wants to succeed in his learning, the Mefarshim say that the time to have kavana by his tefillah is by a havarabba and by birchas haTorah. Those are the times to daven for hatzlocha, for success in learning. The pasuk says, "V'chol ha'am royim sakolis." We say in the Agadah, says the Al Shach Hakadosh, "Ilu kavanu fnei Har Sinai." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us to Har Sinai, v'lo nosu lanu as haTorah, and if He wouldn't have given us the Torah, dayenu, it would be sufficient. And the obvious question is, what is the point of being brought to Har Sinai and being without the Torah? The answer, says the Al Shach, is what we just learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If somebody is brought close to a place where there are people learning Torah, even though he unfortunately does not have the ability to learn Torah, but being in the vicinity and being together with people learn Torah brings tremendous bracha and atzlacha to such individual. Ilu karvono l'fnei haSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Har Sinai, the place of Kabbalas haTorah, v'lo nosolanas haTorah, even if we didn't learn the Torah, but we're just in the proximity of the Torah, dayenu, that will bring tremendous bracha to our lives.